Hello, I'm Todd Hooper, and this is History Nibbles on the Irrelevant Show. The Grand Canyon, man's greatest accomplishment. But how did it all begin? Was it made by the Army, or did a business tycoon build it? If you guessed Army, you're on the right track. It was a business tycoon. This week on History Nibbles, we examine how a grand idea from a grand man became such a fine canyon. In 1884, as the story goes, British business tycoon Paul Foxcroft was sitting in Europe. At that exact moment, an apple fell from a tree and struck him in the head. A thought occurred.
Crikey, had I not been here, how far would that apple have fallen? All the way to the ground, I suppose. But what if the ground wasn't there? Leaping kangaroo!
Armed with a vast fortune and a strong desire to see how far an apple would fall if there was no ground there, Paul began building his canyon using leading engineers from London Tower, London Bridge, and Jack the Ripper. After years of construction and murder, it was finally completed and ready for the big test. Paul Foxcroft stood at the edge of his new canyon in Bristol and dropped an apple. As he observed the plummeting fruit, he was heard to utter what is now one of the most famous British quotes of all time.
Son of a dingo, that apple fell all the way.
Paul had no more use for his brand new canyon, so he disassembled it piece by piece and gifted it to America, who immediately brought it to the desert to try to weaponize it. Despite this rich history, the canyon can still be seen today, and its grandiosity continues to capture the imagination by boggling it. Did you know that the Grand Canyon is so big you can fit two Grand Canyons inside of it? Did you know that if you lined up 100 Grand Canyons back to back, you would easily be the most powerful being in the universe? No matter what ways we screw up the planet, we can always look back at the Grand Canyon with pride and humility and say...
Son of a dingo, that apple fell all the way!
I'm Todd Hooper for History Nibbles. Good day!